The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, September 1st, 2022. A day for peace and against the U.S. economic blockade will be the focus of attention from September 2 to October 10 in Cuba. Representatives of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, ICAP, reported. Peace, the fight against terrorism in any of its manifestations, and the rejection of the U.S. siege will lead the activities of these days, said the vice president of ICAP, Victor Gaute, at a press conference. Also, he said that there will be days of recognition for all those who have been at the side of the Caribbean nation in the most difficult moments, who show day by day that solidarity will continue to prevail and is an extraordinary strength. For her part, Tamara Velasquez, director of the Communication and Heritage of ICAP, explained that the activities seek to extend recognition of the historical commitment of the Cuban Revolution with the maintenance of world peace, respect for the sovereignty of peoples, and nuclear disarmament, as well as increasing solidarity against the U.S. economic blockade. The defense of peace and sovereignty, support for the just causes of other peoples of the world, and international solidarity with Cuba in the face of the economic blockade will also be expressed on ICAP's digital platforms and social networks, which will promote exchanges in these scenarios. The Cuban Society of Nephrology highlighted the results that Cuba shows today in this medical specialty, which improves the quality of life of patients affected by kidney problems in the Caribbean nation. Luis Perez Oliva, president of the group, explained that at this moment there are 56 services of this type throughout the national territory, which are attended three times a week by people who need to be dialyzed. He reported on the steps taken with the French Development Bank, which granted a loan that will allow, together with the Cuban part, the progressive replacement of the old technology with a more modern one. The financing will also be used to put 9 services into operation, 5 of which are the result of this relationship. Meanwhile, the rest of the artificial kidneys will use the water treatment systems that exist in most of the country's hospitals. The Public Health Ministry is creating the conditions to restart, where possible, the transplant program, which had to be stopped in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic, said the president of the Cuban Society of Nephrology. Cuba celebrated the International Day for People of African Descent, which aims to promote the elimination of all forms of discrimination in the world. The Deputy Minister of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Caribbean Island, Ana Yancy Rodriguez, specified on her Twitter account that this date pays tribute to the contribution of the African diaspora on the planet. This day was declared by the United Nations on December 16, 2020. Regarding this celebration, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres stated it is essential to denounce any notion of racial superiority and work tirelessly to free all societies from the scourge of racism. And in the international agenda, we have that government authorities of South American nations and representatives of international organizations will exchange on climate financing and the energy transition on the continent, the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, said. The regional organization stressed that the expectations of the meeting are placed on the activation of processes to finalize investment agreements between those responsible for government projects in the region and the participation financial institutions. Similarly, ECLAC underlined that the definition of specific opportunities is estimated to advance in the sustainable energy transition of the countries of the area. The event will hold its session on this September 1st and tomorrow, with the presence also of representatives of the private sector, financial entities dedicated to development and partners in multilateral and bilateral cooperation. Meanwhile, the mothers of the Plaza de Mayo Association launched the We Are All Cristina campaign, which will run until September 30 and aims to support the Argentine vice president. After prosecutor Diego Luciani requested a 12-year prison sentence and her disqualification from holding public office, thousands of people expressed their support for Cristina Fernandez, who is also the president of the Senate, who denounced the inexistence of evidence about her alleged involvement in the irregular awarding of works. Fernandez assured that there is judicial and media persecution against her and the Peronism, and condemned the violations committed in the process and the existing links among judges, prosecutors, businessmen, officials, and former President Mauricio Macri. Since then, several organizations, nonpartisan people, parties, officials, ministers, legislators, and President Alberto Fernandez ratified their solidarity and criticized the violence exercised by the city police against demonstrators in favor of the former president. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.